Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan, of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to the report.
Mike, always love talking to you. Thanks for having me on.
And of course, the General Assembly has passed a budget this year. It turns out to be a spending plan that was well within our means, and it required no new taxes and no new fees to be paid by the citizens. But a lot of questions were raised during the budget process this year, and a lot of controversy was created by what's called supplemental spending. And that's spending that sometimes occurs off the budget books. And it was particularly exemplified this year by a welfare program that had originally been eliminated a number of years ago and yet was brought back by court action and kept appearing on the books. Money kept being spent on it, and these expenditures were not approved by the legislature. It's a problematic circumstance. I understand that there is an effort to do something about some of these supplementary budget issues that result in taxpayer money being spent without legislative authority. What's going on here?
Mike, this was part of a budgetary process. It's called the Cash Assistance Program, where someone could come in and ask for $200 cash, and they would get it from the government, pretty much no questions asked. Now, there were a list of criteria about what could happen and what should be done, but because of the way the program got instituted, that kind of monitoring was not done. So in 2012, the Cash Assistance Program was eliminated. Then the Supreme Court in 2017, 2018, indicated that the process by which that bill passed the House of Representatives and the Senate and got signed by the governor in 2012 violated the rules of the House and the Senate in terms of how frequently the bill was reviewed before it was passed by the members of the legislature and signed by the governor. So the bill was found to be unconstitutional on technical grounds, not conceptual grounds. So they did agree that there was a problem with the cash assistance. So we had to do a bill again to take it out of the budget. And this goes back to some of the budgetary flaws that I want to talk to you about. Specifically, the governor was able to put that back in the budget without any authorization whatsoever, and it created a supplemental requirement. So we've introduced a bill in the House of Representatives to end this cash assistance program. And that was based upon an Auditor General report that was done by Auditor General Wagner, which cited the following problems so that people are aware. First of all, over 80% of the cash assistance programs were found to have been inappropriately administered. So in other words, it was kind of just a cash giveaway. They cited failed leadership in terms of the state government for this, specifically within the Health and Human Services. Lax monitoring, of course, all the programs. And we're talking into the tens of millions of dollars that took place. Additionally, some of the concerns that they said it was irresponsible accountability to taxpayers in terms of the funding that was done. So we went through and we said we wanted to eliminate this. And the actual amount of the cash expenditure in terms of a $33, $34 billion budget is not a big number, although in my lifespan, I don't ever want to think $1 million to $10 million is a little amount of money. But that amount of money became a rallying cry saying that we need to have that flexibility to give the money away. What we would rather do on the leadership side, and candidly what I'd rather do as a certified public accountant, is put those kinds of controls in place first, address the issues that the Auditor General said, bring the bill back in terms of a rational project and say, here's the criteria under which it can be done to provide an emergency assistance that would make sense, rather than just allowing the system get completely out of control. So we canceled the program in the budgetary process, and then it created the uproar that you discussed that we're going to be dealing with, I think, for quite some time. I've worked and reached across the aisle and said, look, we've been willing for quite some time to get this program under control, but we need your help to do it.
Well, we look forward to seeing a solution to that. Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.